And good morning. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. And we are so glad you're listening this morning. We're getting ready to go into a next program here in just a moment. This is Prayer and Share. Give us a call this morning, 888-221-8990. That's 888-221-8990. And here is Victory is Assured.
Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Thank you for taking the time today to listen. Remember, as of March 31st, we will not be on the radio. At least I will not be. My wife will be. She is absolutely awesome, so I would continue to tune in. She's going to be on for at least the month of April. We're trying to wrap up some subjects, but we kind of got derailed, okay? Now, if you want to continue to listen to me, and I hope you do, you can subscribe to our podcast, or you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and enjoy our messages and things there. If you don't know how to subscribe for a podcast, I get it. And so just send us an email and we'll have somebody call you and walk you through it. How's that? Now, I say we got derailed because we were talking about how to change your life forever and how to do it according to the Word, but then all of a sudden the coronavirus hit, right? And people have lost their minds. And so we want to give you your minds back, basically. And the only way to do that is through the Word of God. Now, again, I want to be clear with you. I'm not telling you not to wash your hands. I'm not telling you not to do the things that are prudent. But the fear that I see going around, especially among believers, is crazy. It really is. And I want to remind you of who you are in Jesus. I want to remind you of what Jesus has done for you. All right? Now, we started to look at the 103rd Psalm, and we're going to bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. In other words, you've got to learn to speak to yourself, right? You've got to learn to talk to yourself. Remind yourself the Word of God. Tell your mind, hey, this is what I'm going to think on. A lot of times people say, you can't help what you think. That's not true. You can too. You just got to speak to your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Can you forget the benefits of God? Well, there's a lot of people out there, a lot of Christians right now, that have forgotten the Lord's benefits. They've forgotten that he is a healer. They've forgotten that he has borne their sicknesses and carried their pains. And we'll get into that today. But notice this, forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all of your iniquities, who heals all of your diseases. I'm going to go ahead and read the next verse today, who redeems your life from destruction. This is a benefit of walking with God. Well, I know lots of Christians who aren't walking in that benefit. I do too. Maybe they don't remember the benefit. Maybe they don't get up and say to themselves several times a day, listen, soul, remember. That when a problem hits and coronavirus hits, they don't remind themselves, wait a minute, I will not forget all of his benefits, that he has healed all of my diseases. He has redeemed my life from destruction. I'm not going to forget that he has forgiven all of my iniquities. Maybe they forget. I know plenty of Christians, plenty of children of God that have forgotten their benefits or don't even know their benefits exist, don't even know that they happen. People say, yeah, well, if it's a benefit of God, if God wanted me well, I just would be. That's a lie. I can prove it to you. Go with me here to Hebrews. Hebrews, and we're going to be in chapter 11. And it gets down to this. Let's see. I wasn't planning on going this way, so give me just a second. It says that that people through faith, verse 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms, worked righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, became valiant in battle, turned to flight the armies of aliens. Wow, this faith stuff will really do a lot for you, won't it? Sounds like, to me, somebody ought to learn to live by it. And then he says this, women received their dead raised to life. Others, now this is others, were tortured, not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. Now see, that's interesting, because that makes it sound like deliverance was available, but they wouldn't receive it. Now it goes on to this, and it says this, still others had trials of mocking, scourgings, yes, chains and imprisonments. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, and tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered about in deserts, mountains, and dens. All of these, having attained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. Why didn't they? Well, I don't know. Says here that they didn't want it. Verse 35 says that they would not accept deliverance. Maybe they didn't know how. Now, people say, well, won't these things automatically come upon you? Okay, what is this saying? And you can go back and read it for yourself. It's saying that there is people, that the world is God's own opinion, the opinion of an almighty, all-holy God, is the world is not worthy of them. That's his opinion. And he still lets them die. Why? Because they won't receive deliverance. They won't receive it. They won't accept it. They won't receive the promise. And you want to know what? If you don't want it, he doesn't make you take it. People say, well, my grandmama, she served God all the days of her life. Great. The opinion of the Lord is the world is not worthy of her. But she still died. Yep. And he let her. Why? She wouldn't receive deliverance. She didn't receive the promise. You're just saying it was all my grandmama's fault. Yep, I sure am. Well, and people say, well, because listen, I can tell you about times in my own life I haven't received deliverance. And it wasn't God's fault. And really, I don't even like blaming the devil, because he just is not that great of shakes. He's just not that powerful. He's been brought to naught. It's me. Either I didn't know about my deliverance, or I didn't put faith in my deliverance, or I was not receiving the promise. Now see, here's the thing. Are there Christians going to die with coronavirus? Probably so. Are there Christians that are going to get coronavirus? Probably so. Do they have to? Absolutely not. It's not necessary. People say, well, if it must be God's will because they received it. No. God is testifying right here in Hebrews that these people, his opinion, the world was not worthy of them, that he was willing to deliver them, but they would not accept deliverance. Oh, who wouldn't accept deliverance? Lots of people. You haven't met people yet that would rather complain about the problem than be delivered from the problem? That if they got free, delivered from the problem, they wouldn't have anything to complain about. They wouldn't have anything to talk about. I've met people who embrace sickness because it brought their children by. This way they come by the house. They wouldn't accept deliverance. What about this? Maybe they're ignorant of how to accept deliverance. That's the whole reason we do these broadcasts, these podcasts. We're teaching you how to accept deliverance. Well, have you ever been sick? Yes, I have. Then why? If you believe all this, why? Because I'm not perfect. My spirit is perfect, but I mess stuff up. I have worry come to me. Sometimes I don't deal with it. I have, sometimes I tolerate stuff. I remember one time with my shoulder that, I tolerated shoulder pain for about a year until they told me I had to have surgery. And then it was amazing how I was able to jump over on my faith and got completely delivered where I wouldn't have to have surgery. People say, yeah, but you were in pain for a year. And I said, yeah, absolutely, but it wasn't God. If I'd have jumped on the word of God like I did in the end when they threatened me with surgery, if I'd have jumped on that at the beginning, I wouldn't have had the shoulder pain. That's not God. I can't even blame the devil. I tolerated it. I can handle this. That was kind of my attitude. That's all right. This isn't that big of a deal. That's all right. That's not that big of a deal. See, people get this idea that just, okay, let me throw a couple things out there for you, okay? If you think that your deliverance is just going to come because it's the will of God, got a couple questions for you. What about Lot's family? Excuse me? Lot's family. You remember when the angels appeared and said, hey, get you, your kids, your daughters, their husbands, and your wife, and get out of town. We're going to lay waste to this place. The only people that got delivered was Lot and his daughters. His wife turned into a pillar of salt. The husbands died. But God wanted them all delivered. Well, how can you say that? Because he said, take them with you. That's how I know. That's how I know. There's been plenty. Okay, what do you do about the fact that it says it's God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth? That's God's will. Are all men saved? Have they all come to the knowledge of the truth? I've been to Walmart. The answer is no. I've been out and around, and I'm not picking on Walmart. You can go around anywhere in life, and you can see men that are not saved and have come to the knowledge of the truth. Doesn't mean God doesn't want it for them. I can point to you directly in Scripture where it says it's God's will that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Deliverance is not going to come automatically. Deliverance is not going to come because you're worthy, because you're not, except through the Lord Jesus. Deliverance is going to come because you believe and receive the promise, and that you refuse to allow the word to be choked by your worry. It's so important that you're in a local church where you hear the word, that you're reminded of what the word says, and you're reminded to believe God. Because all of us are like the 103rd Psalm, where at some points we forget all of his benefits. And it's good to have a church that reminds you to bless the Lord with all of your soul. I encourage you tonight, find the local church, go there. Find the local church. Be there this Sunday morning. Now, we're going to tell you about our local churches here. Michael's going to make you aware of it. Now, remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Kurt Owen Ministries is dedicated to promoting and propagating the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Toward that end, in addition to everything else that we do, we operate two churches here in the state of Florida, one in Port St. Lucie and one in Clewiston. We intend on continuing to conduct our live services as normally scheduled. We invite you to come and join us in praise and worship to our King Jesus and to hear the uncompromised Word of God every Wednesday at 7 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. If you are for any reason, however, uncomfortable attending church in person, please feel free to attend our services online. The live services from our Port St. Lucie Church can be seen and heard at reallifepsl.com, and the live services from our Clewiston Church can be found at reallifecluiston.com. At each website, please scroll down and select the YouTube icon. Once you are on your YouTube page, please simply select live service. Also, if you would like or need prayer for any reason, please just email your prayer request to connect@kurtowen.com. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Thanks for joining us for Spring Prayer and Share. If you'd like to make a pledge or donation, call 888-221-8990. Again,